This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Digital Transformation Unit, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
I drink till I'm drunk, yeah. Smoke till I'm high, yeah. Castle on the hill,
cool down.
Wake up in the sky, you can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly,
I know
I'm super fly. The ladies love me, that's why they in love with me. Out here with the moves, like I invented smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. It is a Friday afternoon. Boom. Warm and easy, selector. So happy to be in your company today. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. A Friday. I've gotten 3 calls already. It's Friday, you know. It's Friday. Nudge when I wake up. It's Friday, you know. It's Friday. Listen to me. You could set your clock to the weekend. For these people who want Kong Salad, we call no names. When we say we may visit school, call no name, carry no blame. So I'm not going to say nothing. But you whistle, I will point at my wife. She need to stop. I just want to be very clear. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. So happy to be in your company today. It's The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on this absolutely gorgeous Friday, September 15th, live and in full effect. So happy to be with you. Hoping that all you guys are doing well out there and being able to chop down all that you're chopping down and doing what you have to do. Stay in focus to move with passion and determination to the next step in your life. I hope you're good. I hope your family is good. Listen, I'm hoping, because I hear it come to the speakers. I'm hoping. Then, producer, can you hear my daughter screaming in my speaker? Can you? It's too much. I tell you, she got a little sniffles today, so she's out here. I can't sit in the school with her nose dribbling. So I'm hoping that everything is good, guys. We're here live and in full effect. I'm going to be chop this thing down today. The lines are going to be wide open today. But before we do that, in all decency and order, let's be able to deal with what we have to deal with in terms of some of these sponsorship for all the persons that continue to be able to support us. That should be doing. Make sure you pick up a newspaper, guys. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, deepening ties with Botswana. Bahamas and Botswana sign a memorandum of understanding on mutual development. This is absolutely bananas. I told you there are 2 campaigns running concurrently, parallel to each other, one a little step off from the next, as they furiously move towards 2026. 2. And one campaign seemed to be doing extremely well. We can talk about that a little bit. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. The F&M deputy questioned by police. This is absolutely bananas. I've been hearing the little snicker. You know people that snicker? Snicker, 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 snicker. There's some other names they then snicker about. But I've been hearing these snickers that this had possibly happened for a while. Free National Movement, F&M. Deputy Leader Shannon Dawn Cartwright was questioned by police over the weekend in relation to their investigation into contracts issued by the Bahamas Public Parks and Beaches Authority. The Nassau Guardian understands Cartwright served as an executive chairman of the authority during the minister's administration. Man, listen to me. He was at the state reception of the president of Botswana on Wednesday night. This is some heavy stuff. We're going to talk about this when we start to be able to do what we have to do. But I got some things laid out. I want to be able to do that. So make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. And before we go forward, I want to say this to you guys. My wife then asked me if my daughter could do this. And I said, well, okay, I'm not going to fight her. All right? So let's do this, guys. Calling all juniors and senior high school students, you can win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For the junior high students, the word limit is going to be 1,000. For the senior high students, the word limit is going to be 1,500. To enter, all you have to do is email your name, your school, and your grade level to alpha@platoalpha.com. alpha@platoalpha.com. Plato Alpha, one word. By Friday, September 22nd. I'm sure that's next week, Friday. By Friday, September 22nd. So you got 7 days to kind of put something really good together. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th, the following Friday. And we can put everything together for you guys. The winner of each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian 96.9 FM Radio. Make sure you go check out my good guys down there, man. At AFS Insurance, I know that we're spilling into the middle of the month right now. And you figure if the police ain't get you, they ain't get you yet, right? I want to read something for you. In the spirit of decency, in order to make you to understand that this ain't no game. That the government after their money. Amen? I can't get no amen. The government coming after their money. They're not playing no games with y'all as y'all continue to be able to the jive and connive in the city. You need to stop it, right? So there's a great deal of things happening out there. Let me see if I can read this. I can read a little piece of this for you. I read this last night. And let's make sure that we're in it. Just waiting for this thing to open. I read this last night. We're seeing it. The police has a strategic and a specific target. They are looking to be able to bolster activity associated with all those persons on the road who ain't paying their bills, who got outstanding. It's all these things. They're dealing with it right now. The Royal Bahamas Police Force, this is the information that's come through, right? The Royal Bahamas Police Force. It says Operation Secure City continue to yield positive results. Operation Secure City. The Royal Bahamas Police Force, in its relentless effort to minimize and prevent the occurrence of criminal activity in New Providence, continue with a zero tolerance, has launched Operation Secure City. This operation is commenced on Tuesday, the 1st of August, and has targeted prolific offenders, organized criminal gangs, as well as motorists who fail to adhere to the traffic laws. This is the three gangs. Prolific offenders, organized gangs, and the organized gang in the cars that do not adhere. Come on, this is be very clear. That's what's going on here, right? So it says that you have to be able to ensure the operation thus far has resulted in 317 persons being arrested for various criminal offenses and 502 citations being issued for various traffic infractions. Additionally, officers executed 71 search warrants and conducted 2,062 name checks. This is not a game. This is not a game. Get your car insured. Go check out AFS Insurance. AFS Agents and Brokers, I'm sorry. AFS Aegis and Brokers. You know them. They are on Blue Hill South, number 407 Blue Hill South, just east. It's a pinch east, right? On the opposite side of the road of Superval. You know exactly where it is. The building is orange. Go down there. Ask for my guy, Ethric Bow, 3411AFS, 3411A. Don't call here. Do not call Tim. Don't call the radio and say, man, I wouldn't, man, you wouldn't believe it, man. I just didn't have my car license, man. You didn't, police had to yuck me out of the car like that. You need to stop. You need to calm down. Get your car licensed. Get your tires on. Do the right thing if you're on the road. If not, grab yourself $2 and go catch a bus. You're fighting the system. You need to stop. Because if you slide in my car and then you break off running, I'm coming after you. I might as well tell you I can run after you too. I mean, I don't know how far we can get, but I'm coming after you. Be very clear about that. I'm coming after you, right? Guys, a beautiful day today. And today we are celebrating something that we haven't done for a while. And I'm excited about it. It is Tiki Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go down there to Tiki Hut, to my good guy, Byron Collie, down there at the Western Esplanade, being able to do amazing things. I see Byron put out that he's looking for activities director, someone who can be able to attract some things and do some things down there. Make sure you go down to Tiki Hut if you're looking for a job. If you want to be an activities director, you got to be responsible for the rum pool, the punch, the this, the that, being able to do activities and keeping people engaged. I just saw this on your timeline, Byron. So Byron's going to be doing something down there at the Tiki Hut. Today's Tiki Fridays, but it's a special Tiki Friday. Byron called me last evening. He shot me. He sent me a call. And in the conversation, he started to talk to me about the commitment that Tiki Hut has had to the community for a long time. Maybe you don't know this. Maybe you weren't in this sort of a position for a long time that you need to know this. But Byron has helped a great deal of people. He has fed people through the pandemic. He's continued to be able to do those things. He's opened his doors, and whatever he has in terms of his overflow, even with the last that he have, I can be very clear, he has been able to feed people. I'm talking about the broken in the community. And I don't know how this word gets out, but it does. And it touches people right where they need to be touched. Byron called me last night about a lady, I think it's someone that he knew, that has been going through something for a while. And she's been dealing with this and trying to be able to find herself bounce back. She is a mother, young daughter, and she's being able to go through what a great deal of us, can only imagine. I want to be able to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to none other than Donnelly Bethel. Donnelly, how you doing, my dear?
I'm okay. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon to you, man. I'm very glad. Well, you know, I don't like the circumstances surrounding it, but always happy to be able to hear that you're on this side in the land of the living.
Yes. God is great.
Praise God. So talk to me. Tell the people who you are, where you're from, and some of the issues that you've been. Because Byron and I talk, but I won't talk to you. Talk to me about it.
Okay. So, of course, you know, my name is Donnelly Bethel. And sometime last year, I was experiencing some pain in the right side of my breast. Mm-hmm. However, I played it down a bit until one day while I was taking a bath, I saw that there was some discoloration in that area. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the discoloration, I said, maybe I should check my doctors and find out, you know, what is going on. I made an appointment, and when I went to the doctor, they, after running some tests, different tests and things like that, they diagnosed me with stage 3 breast cancer at the time, which, of course, as you know, changed my life drastically from mm-hmm. what it was. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead. They fast-forwarded me straight to surgery clinic at the hospital. When I got there, I was told by the doctors that they could not do surgery at that time because of the lump, the size of the tumor. They said I would have to go into oncology first and do chemotherapy. So I did 12 cycles of the AC and 12 cycles of the Taxol, which is like 24 cycles altogether. So I started from November and I ended in June of this year. And it's been really, really tough, Howard. I'm telling you, it between the bad feelings and all of the different side effects.
What they call that first cycle? What they call that? The red?
That's the red devils.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when you take that, you're sick. And through all of this, I was trying to go to work. So I was going to work. And, you know, despite it all, I would say that God is awesome. Because I was going to work and I would still hear a person say to me, "You still look good." But I know it was only God's grace and mercy keeping me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after doing the 12 cycles of the Taxol, because they realized that the AC didn't work, which is the strongest one. So they gave me 12 cycles of the Taxol. That also didn't work. When I went and got re-examined afterwards, they told me that, okay, so we realize now you need to go and do a test, which is a hormonal receptor test. After doing that test, it was found out that I had HER2 negative, which is a type of cancer that they're saying that the chemo doesn't work for it. And they told me that since we've already had all of these conversations, we need to just fast forward you into surgery. So last week, I had my surgery done. I had a double mastectomy done, both breasts gone.
And you're recovering right now?
I'm recovering now. I'm at home, and I would not say it's easy, but I'm leaning on God and trusting God, you know, because...
So your full insurance taking care of all this? Talk to me.
No, sir.
I had to touch it like that because I know that there are so many people out here that hear your story, they're familiar with your story.
Yes.
I believe that a great deal of people are glad to know that you're still in the land of the living.
Yes,
because
sir.
Watch me, when you could hear things like this, third, stage three, it is a possibility that you may not have even been here.
Yeah.
There might have, because guess what? We may not necessarily have the best healthcare system in the world. They do their best to assist you. But if you don't got no money behind that, it's hard to be able to get to where you are.
Yes, and might I also say that as much as I have heard that over the years, I must say that I went to I started out privately, but I ended up at PMH. And Howard, I would say that from what I have seen, I have been given some very good service there.
Okay, talk to me about it. Yeah.
Oncology, the persons at oncology, it's just a small team that work there. You see them every week you go for your treatment, but they're very accommodating, hospitable. You go there, they make sure you're comfortable. They offer you tea. They come, they make sure that you're okay, and nobody, there's no bad attitude in there.
Wow.
And so as you go into all of this, you realize that you have people who are also empathetic and very kind to you.
Yeah.
You know, and so they made the journey even a little bit more easier that I'm going through. They made this journey more easier, even at the surgery clinic. You have doctors that are saying to you that I'm with you with this. I'm sorry you're going through this. And so that is some of the things I would like to say, because we always hear the negative. But there's a lot of positive that I've seen at the hospital since I've been going through this. So I can't really complain about the treatment. It has been really professional, you know?
Now, I want to ask you this question. This is me. This is my part. I know that Byron has indicated, now he didn't tell me all your business. That's why I wanted to talk to you. But I know that Byron has indicated that he's done a great deal to try to assist you the best he possibly can.
Yes.
He has
a
big heart. So he called me. I also got a big heart. It's a big fella also. I mean, but very clearly, he knows that I will do my best to kind of commit to you. I committed to you to be able to do what I can. And I want to do that. Now, I know that you have to go back. You're not. It's not like you're not working, like you don't have a job. But as a hotelier, right? Because me and you talk a little taste. As a hotelier, you're not going to get your full salary if you're not to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get your full salary. Talk to me about it.
Okay, so I met Byron in the hotel some years ago. At this point, I'm not in the hotel. I actually work at Sunderland's, but I have been on 7/8 pay because I have not been able to work for like through the month. And so because of that, we all know that, you know, I'm here. My salary is not a big salary. Mm-hmm. And so right now,
and you
got
to take care of your daughter. You got to take care of your light, your water, so forth and so on.
Exactly. I have a 9-year-old daughter. And even her teacher came to me, reached out to me and said something was going on with her, because of course she's seeing me like this, so she's unhappy. And I had to now step down and kind of let us pretend, even if I have to, if I must say, that she does not see that side of all of this, what is going on. But it's been very difficult financially, I will say, because being left with only a third of your salary, because keep in mind, although I'm going through the government system, you still have to pay when it comes to cancer.
Wow.
So every week you go there, you have to pay. You have to go to that business office.
So essentially, most of your check gone. If not, you only got enough to be able to get something to eat.
Exactly. And, right. and I can prove that. It's like you go once you pay for these things, and you have to still keep grocery on the table. And this is where Byron came in. Wow. Byron became like a source of help for me. He would help me and also talk to me and encourage me. You know, and tell me that it's not lost. This is going to be a testimony. And also my church, I go to church, and the persons in my church, I have had people encouraging me and helping me, and family members, and telling me that you're going to get through this, you know. And so it's been very hard, Howard. Okay. Financially, it's been very hard. But people don't see it because I don't put it out there like that.
Well, I know you have to be strong for your daughter. And I'm hoping that, because one of the questions I want to ask, and I know a lot of persons are asking, when it comes to breast cancer, whether or not this is hereditary, if this is something that you've seen through the line of your family, your mother, your grandmother, your auntie, somebody had this before.
Nobody. And that is what is so...
this is baffling.
Yes, because no one in my family, no one. I am the first with breast cancer.
Donnelly, I want to make a declaration to you, and I want to make a commitment to you. With the little that I have, without being able to talk to my wife, because she listened to me right now, trying to figure out what's. With the little that we have, I want to be able to do, I want to make a commitment to you.
Yes,
I want to give you $150. Let's fix this. I want to give you $200, right?
Thank you.
Do that. You got my number. I want to be able to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to support, it ain't going to be nothing much. This is what Howard did. Yes. I did this for her, right?
Yes.
I did this for her. Right? Byron called me. I know that Byron has never done this before. And he called me with sort of a broken heart. Howard, can you please do something? Help, please. Yeah. I want to be able to do this for you, Donna. This ain't nothing to talk about. This ain't nothing heavy, nothing like that. And only way to make
it. I appreciate it.
I got to make this kind of a declaration so people could know that there is a commitment from here, the foundation, to be able to assist with whatever we have. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are part of this and you want to be a part of this, if you got $5, you got $10, you got $15, you got 28 cents.
Absolutely.
Whatever you have, give me a call. 827-0111. The same way that we were able to kind of lend arms to our sister in need with a 9-year-old, I want to do this. And we're going to do this more often. When I say that, not to be a burdensome, but the least that you do for these, that you do for me.
Yeah.
And if we're going to be God's arm in the earth, if we're going to be able to touch those persons who need it the most, we got to find an avenue to do it.
Yes.
So, Donnelly, I make a commitment to you from my family to you.
Thank you.
And ladies
you
and gentlemen,
much.
If you want to be a part of this, I want you to give me a call, 827-0111, and text me.
And
you
might
know,
I...
Go ahead, might, Donnelly.
Might I also say thank you very much for everybody who has listened. And I'm hoping that my story can be an encouragement to any other person out there who may not only be going through this, but any other sickness where you may be feeling a bit down and out, I want you to be encouraged and just put God first, because there are days when you're very down and you feel really, really depressed, but you pick yourself up out of that and affirm yourself with the Word of God, because that is what I have done to help me get through many lonely days. I affirm myself and I keep pushing and I tell myself, find something to make it motivate yourself to keep going. In my case, it's my daughter. And you motivate yourself and you keep going forward and say that I am going to beat this, because the doctors don't have the last word. I have proven God always has the last say. And I thank you for any donation that you're able to do to assist me.
Donnelly, God bless you. God bless your soul. God bless your family.
Yes.
And that's a small donation for me. I'm sure that I have a few persons to kind of reach out to me. And then at the end of the day, after everything is kind of accumulated, I'll definitely give you a call and be able to transfer that to you. I thank you for
thank
being
you
able
too.
To share your story. This is not an easy story to talk about a double mastectomy, to talk about your life being changed rapidly over the course of less than a year.
Less
it's an amazing thing. So I just pray that the Father continues to be able to strengthen you. I thank people like Byron, man, who has a heart to be able to lend and doesn't have that kind of a pride. He's able to reach out.
Yeah.
So we want to continue to be able to help and do what we can right here at the foundation to be able to reach out to you, okay?
Okay,
I'll give
thank
you, a call
you
after
very
the show.
Much.
That's no problem.
Okay.
Okay, Donnelly. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Donnelly Bethel. Listen, man, I've recognized something. The thing bigger than me, I can't even. And I's a big fellow. The thing is bigger than me. For the issue, the trial, the tribulation, the burden that's on the shoulders of so many persons who've been trying to scratch their way out of a hole to find out now that they have to now grapple with an issue of sickness is heavy. And if we can be our brother's keepers, let's do it the right way. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Farmers everywhere, fishermen here and there. The Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs now has 30 services available online. Apply for your agriculture farmland lease, farmers registration and license, and crawfish trapping permits online. All kinds of duty-free and import permits are now just a click away. Visit mygateway.gov.bs and grow your business today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We've been with you from the very start, leading the way and providing you with the best in primetime sporting experiences. From one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports.
America completely run out of it.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Drink till I'm drunk, yeah. Smoke till I'm high, yeah. Castle on the hill, well, down. Wake up in the sky, you can't tell me I ain't fly.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. The ladies love you.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Friday afternoon, doing our best to be laid back with the relentless tribulation that exists in this country from one issue to another. And I think if we settle our minds to know that we are here to be our brother's keeper, I think that's one of the major things. I think if we identify ourselves and understand that we are vessels to support a greater objective of unity, growth, and development, and forward movement for the collective, if we understand that we are a cog in the wheel towards social, community, and national productivity, global productivity, to move forward, then we wouldn't wrap ourselves up in this kind of an idea then, what about me, what about me, what about me? Our conditioning has shifted over the time. And there's no need to kind of shout and yell and scream and shake people and say, oh, why don't you do? If you're convicted, then move. You can't be convicted and mull over the conviction. You can't be convicted and have this kind of an internal conversation as to whether or not you move. You're still procrastinating. If you're convicted, move. And that's all I want to kind of extend to you. I never move without conviction. I never. And so, Donnelly, I want to be able to thank you so much. I got a call just now to be able to assist with whatever they're having to do also. Don't tell me there's somebody then send something to me. Hold on, wait. Because y'all didn't get my bank information from last time. All right. Gift for Donnelly. My God. Donnelly, the people then sending me money on my bank account. Y'all people just amaze me. I might as well tell me you touched my heart. I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you so much. I got a call on the break. Howard, where you live? I say, out west. I live out west. How far? I know you can come. Do you want me to come there? I said, no. Where you live? She tell me where she live. I got a pass her to go home. She said, come get something for Donnelly. I got a call this morning that says, Howard, don't forget about the foundation. I said, what do you mean? She says, Howard, God says to me that you should not forget about the foundation. This is a friend now. I could consider a friend. So I said, what do you mean not to forget about the foundation? I can't wake right now. I drive and I can't now. So she said, that's not what I'm talking about. There's a foundation in the foundation. When you open up and you were able to assist the young lady, there are many that hurt, and you can't cherry pick with this, Howard. You can't cherry pick with this. And you know what's an amazing thing? Can I say this to you? Can we talk like this today? It's a laid-back Friday, so just chill out and listen to the thing. You know what's an amazing thing to me? I went to bed in my prayers. I have a sort of a structure how I pray. When you come into the courts, you come in with thanksgiving, right? So when you enter the courts, you enter with thanksgiving and praise. So before you approach the Father, you have to. This is me, my principles and what I've carried over the years. This little girl wouldn't stop. She needs to calm down, right? So, and this is what I've carried over the years. And so last night, the entire prayer was, Lord, how can I help? How can I structure this that I could help more people? I don't think that there should be one poor person in the Bahamas. I think the world, the almost 8 billion people, could still retain that level of poor. There will always be a poor among you, but they ain't got to be in my community. I believe that we are rich people. And I believe if we change our mindset and understand the importance of being able to give and be a blessing, that the blessings will run us down. It'll take us over. Our cup will forever runneth over. Our children's children. This entire mindset and idea of superiority existing in our community is absolute garbage. All of us in one bucket. I don't care whether or not you believe you set up a slice for yourself and put a small fortress around your house. We are one community. If your desire is to elevate far beyond the over the hill, you ain't got far, brother. We right here. You right in the supermarket with us. There's no superiority here. And unless and until we start to think of ourselves as a common wealth, we'll forever find ourselves in these positions. I wanted to kind of give something to Donnelly. My wife ain't called me and cussed me out yet. Baby, you can't sell that money straight. Praise God. Don't fight me. Let's just do this, right? Let's do it like this. Well, I got to do it, man. If I'm pricked to do it, she know how I am. I'm going to do it. So I wanted to kind of do that. And if you want to do that, you know what to do. The number is 827-0111, 827-0111. The lines are open. Give me a shout. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Good afternoon, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy Saturday, cousin.
Happy Saturday? You can skip the whole day. We'd go to Saturday. I like it. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm listening to the lady's story, right, and it hurts my heart because I'm listening to the treatment that they give her for all those months and realize that it wasn't working, and they waited, and then after they give all of that to find out that it was hormonal. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm wondering why didn't they try the hormonal when they find out the red devil thing that they give her wasn't working. That's my concern because, you know, I'm not there, thank God, and I don't want to be there. But in the event that I do, I would like to know why they didn't try that hormonal thing first before putting her through all of that stuff and all those chemotherapy and all the other stuff they did.
Mm-hmm. I asked about it last night, but, you know, I don't even know the procedures associated with it. I'm sure that some medical profession could tell us this is what we had to do. Because third stage 3 cancer is not a easy thing. And so I don't know whether or not they were just trying to hurry up and see if they could shrink it.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, but and with what you're doing, with helping all of those that you're trying to help, is how I always look at it this way. When I help someone, I'm not doing this for me, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for my generation. My grandmother said a prayer for me as a child because I was a clingy child, and my grandmother was like my best friend. And she did a prayer for me, and she put a hand on my head and said, "Baby, let me tell you, you and your children will never see a hungry day."
Mm.
And Howard, I am now 52. My grandmother did that for me, I think it was about the age of 7 or 8. And she was one of them real grandmothers. She was born in 1909, so mm-hmm. you know. And from that day, I can't ever tell you I was hungry because I didn't want to eat. Or I can find something to eat, but there was always something available.
Mm.
Giving goes a very long way. She's long been there, and I'm still living on that prayer, me and my children.
Mm. God is a good God. We honor him and glorify him before he's dead. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I appreciate your call, my dear. I think it's people need to be able to hear like this. Sometimes we could be wrapped up in ourselves, but it's important that we give. I thank you so much for your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to give us a call, do that. Say good day, Howard. I know this may be a little off topic, but there's something going on with Suncash. Okay. I can't get into the contact them via any of their phone numbers. Guys, if there's any representatives of Suncash out there, please see if you can be able to assist. If you call me, I can give you this guy's number, this person's number right here. So if you call me, 827-0111, or you text me, if you are a representative of Suncash, we'd be able to assist you. We're out here just kissing babies and saving lives. We're doing the whole thing. Guys, we're here live and in full effect. Let me see if I can take this next telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Sparky.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Sparky, you're on with us.
Hold on. Let me mute this thing. I was really calling you out to make a contribution. Hello?
Right here, Sparky. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that story, and it brings something to my mind. Because
yes.
I went through a family where a brother died from lymphoma 2 years after him. His son was killed, and before that, my father died from kidney failure, total kidney failure. And I know about that thing, and listen to that lady, it brought tears to Sparky's eyes today. And Howard, just like yourself, I don't have nothing much, but at the end of the month, I should have something, and I'd like you to take 437-2072, 437-2072, Howard, contact me, and I definitely find something for that lady at the end of the month. May the Lord God and the powers of the universe watch over her and her family.
Man Sparky, I appreciate you, man. Thank you, Man Sparky. I appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it right there. If you want to be able to be a part of it, this was not the intent today. Can I say that? This was definitely not the intent today. It was a desire to have a conversation about what's happening nationally. But this is happening nationally. Can I say that? Is it okay? This is happening nationally. There are many brothers and sisters. Since I did this story, it's amazing. It blew my mind. Let me tell you what happened. You remember September, I think it was September of 2020. Dazzy and I were doing the show, Rush Hour. And Dazzy took a week off. She took a week off. Can I say this? I'm going to tell you just like this. Honest to God, this is how it happened. I told you this. If you don't remember, go look for the tape. This is what happened. Dazzy took off a week. She said, Howard, I got to take a week off. I got to do some stuff. Some things were happening. I wasn't fighting her. I said, Dazzy, you sure? She said, yes, Howard. She said, I don't even know if this is this. I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to fight you. Take a week off. The night she decided to take a week off, we normally go to Byron. We would go hang out with Byron. And so I went over to Byron. I went up at Tiki Hut. I sat with him for a little 2 seconds. And Byron says, Howard, you have to help people. Remember, I told you, Byron was helping a long time. He said, Howard, you have to help people. I said, what do you mean, Byron? He said, Howard, you have to figure out a way to help people. I said, Byron, I don't have no money. Listen to me. I promise you from here to God, I'm not lying to you. This is Byron and I. Byron, if you're listening, call and tell the people what happened. Byron says, Howard, you have to move in faith. I said, well, Byron, I'm faithful. I don't understand what you're saying to me. He said, Howard, you got to figure out a way. You know how much people can't eat and you got no food and you know this in the height of the pandemic. In the midst of the fact that people didn't have jobs. And the brokenness that existed in this country and all eyes looking at the back of Prime Minister Minnis just being able to stare a hole in it. He had a target on him. My God, people, they wanted to get rid of him. And me and Byron having a conversation because I'm hearing so much of this come out every day. Single mothers who have no support from their father, from their baby daddy, right? I can't even say boyfriend. I mean, this is sort of the preamble. Baby daddy. They have no support, no help. The children need to eat, so forth and so on. Byron say, Howard, you need... I said, Byron, I don't have no money. Jesus, Byron, I get money from? I get no money. Came on the radio. Bam. I moved in faith. And I said, I want to be able to open up this thing. Help me, Howard. I want to help some people. I'm thinking about doing this, boom, 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 boom. That day, Mr. King called me. Mr. King, I hope you're doing well, my brother. You and I haven't spoken in a while. Mr. King called me and committed $1,000 to me that day. Bob. Mr. Bastian called me from Purity. Shouts out to Mr. Bastian. He's a good, decent man. Mr. Bastian called me, gave me $1,500 that day. Bob. $2,500. The thing blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I got a couple other people give me $50, $20, $100 here and there. With that money, we were able to help the first young lady that we helped. You remember that? You remember that? You remember the young lady who came here and we gave her some food and she needed help with a car? Somebody called and gave her a job. You remember this? This is bananas. Somebody talk to me. This is crazy. That's how this started. I took the same concept over the street with me. People still call me today. How are you doing anything? You giving anything? And I decided when I came back here, because all this is just me coming back here. The only reason I even revived this is because I know the woman. I knew the woman. I don't get in people's business. If I give you something, Grammy, I squeeze it like how Grammy the music. Grammy, squeeze it and push it in your hand. Don't tell nobody again. You remember Grandma used to give the money, squeeze it tight in your hand. Don't tell nobody I gave it. You look in your hand, $1. You need to stop it, Grammy. You need to stop it. Hey, shut your mouth up, right? Well, listen, if I do something for you, I don't have no problem squeezing that in your hand and walking off like I don't even know you. I one of them flamboyant, flaunting people who want to take pictures with you. Look who I give it to the poor people. I don't want to do that. So I want to thank you guys for being able to support me the way that you have. You're really not supporting me. I thank you so much for allowing me to be the conduit, a liaison between you and those broken people in our community that need our help. And I thank you for trusting me to be able to touch those people right where they are. God is a good God. I thank you for being God's arms, ears, heart on this earth and being a vessel. Let me take this commercial break, go to news, and be right back after this.
They touching on me. Ooh, thank his vegetables. Ooh, thank his edible. Ooh, it's incredible. Ooh, ooh. I smell like bun number 99, section full of fine dimes, staring at me saying, wow, unforgettable.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Cheers to the freaking
okay. Thanks, sir. To the freaking weekend. You're doing way too much, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the foundation with Howard Grant. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday. I don't know if it's a freaking weekend. You need to stop it. So, this is my producer getting way off. You need to stop it, right? It's a beautiful day out here, and I'm grateful to be in companies of decent people. I'm really grateful for it. I might as well tell you the truth. I am. I'm truly humbled by the kind of confidence that you repose in me to carry this message, bring this message to you with transparency, and you support it, right? You ever watch these movies, right? Was it 300 that we watched, right? When the messenger come, run, bring the message, and he get kicked in his sword. You remember he get kicked in his chest? The messenger, why you fighting me? You repose no belief in the message, and the messenger, you got to throw him in the bucket with that. But I thank you. I thank you for your confidence and being able to do that. It's a beautiful day. If you want to be able to be a part of whatever we're doing, please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. We'd be more than happy to tell you what we're doing, how we're doing it, and how you can help. If you want to know that a lot of persons are asking me about the account, the this, the that, can you give me until the end of October? We've just reached out to one of our lawyers to be able to set up the foundation properly. That's what it is. I mean, if we're going to do this, we got to do it right. If we're going to do this, we got to do it right. It can't be casual. You can't be throwing money at it. It can't be incremental. There's steps that we're going to take. Howard, what are the steps you're going to take? First step, we're going to be able to incorporate this accordingly, to make it a nonprofit organization, to be able to accept what we have to accept. Get the bank accounts accordingly so you'll be able to see the foundation name when you send this thing. It wouldn't be whatever the foundation's called. I don't know. I'm not heavy on thinking what it would, right? Maybe we just call it the foundation. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know how we could do this thing. Who knows? Don't fight me. This is the thinking. This is the process. After we get the incorporation, get everything laid out, then we'll be able to set up a website. 2 o'clock in the morning last night, I sent to my guy, who is my tech person, who develops all this stuff for me. He always wants to be one of their eyes in the background. He never wants me to talk about what he does. He is going to create an app and a website for me. So it'll give persons an opportunity to be able to, instead of calling the radio, not necessarily being bombarded, but shifting the course of the conversation that has to do with other aspects of things. Because though we're dealing with economic things, though we're trying to be able to bolster the economy and get people back on track, we want to talk about politics. We want to talk about religion, faith, realignment, relationships globally, locally, other things. We want to talk about other things. But we should not neglect those people who want to come in and say, I have an issue. And you shouldn't. I'm not like these talk show hosts that say, meet me outside. Just meet me outside and talk to me. And I'm not going to charge you $125. Low blow, Howard. Low blow. Yeah, because I didn't pay the people my $125 to help me. They never helped me yet. I get him, you know, amen. Praise God. Just decent Howard. You're calling me on the radio right now. So I've been trying to call you back. So whoever this person is, please either leave a voice note or leave a message, and I'll be able to get back to you. You're calling me on the 827-0111, 827-0111. So we're going to set up the foundation accordingly. So you'll be able to take your telephone, leave me a video message on your recording. Howard, my name is John Doe. My name is Jane Doe. This is what we're going through. It only could be 30 to 45 seconds. It can't be no more than 60 seconds. Everyone will be able to see you. Everyone. Anyone who checks into the foundation242.com. Anyone who checks into that, they click on this link, you get an opportunity for testimonies, you get an opportunity to be able to identify who these persons are. You click on that link and they'll be able to see who you are. You can't be shy asking me for money, or when I say me, asking the community for money and assistance, and we'll hide your face. Then I don't know how we can help you. This has got to be about transparency. It got to be about social accountability. So you come here, you can record it on your own phone, say exactly what you got to say, put all the information, we put a place that you could be able to fill out the stuff. Once you fill it out, we'll upload it accordingly. Bam, we put it there. And then we'll show if persons want to be able to give to you. Maybe it's a young child they want to give to. Maybe it's because of something that happened in their childhood and they remember, it's nostalgic, and they want to be able to support it. Because if they were in a position when they were younger, they would support it, so they support you. Whatever it is, you have an opportunity to support whoever you are. And every month, we want to be able to put something there. Also, we're having conversations about fundraisers. Can I say this? Is this like a preempted thing? This is too much? Is this too much? Let's say it. We got to charge the atmosphere with the thing. We're going to have, before the first quarter ends of next year, God spare our lives. And we're here with health and strength in the land of the living. We're going to have a talent. We're going to have a talent fair. We've already started to talk about the locations and whatnot. It'll be a talent fair that we're going to bring our partners in, everyone in, so we can bring all our friends, all the Bahamian Tree, all the Sami Style, all these people are going to be performing. We probably get Shabak. It don't matter. We can bring everybody, DJs, everyone to give talent, right? You come in, you pay for the event, we raise money. The money goes towards the foundation. The foundation identifies these people and we assist them. That's just what it is. That's how it's going to be. All right, we ain't begging you for nothing. We believe in reciprocity. We believe in giving you something and you being able to get something. All right? So there's a lot that we got on the table. Because for me, I only just trying to help this young one girl. And now I'm getting this kind of, I don't feel like it's bombarded because I don't feel overwhelmed. But I feel a sense of responsibility. I can't help everybody. But I am systematic enough and I have enough relationships that we can make this happen. Now, if you want to pull and tug and the same for you. Don't fight me. And don't call me, ask me no bunch of questions either. If you ain't helping, don't waste my time talking my guts out, make me tired, and you don't want support. The support. Because I given the little four red children money, right? And my wife money. But every time I give $1, my God, 10 has come back. I can't even get an amen. Somebody say something to me. The telephone lines are wide open if you want to be a part of that. Let's do that. All right. Somebody say, help me, Howard 242. Let's be able to. No, well, I can shoot straight with you. This could be regional too, so I can fight that. If people need help and God called me to do it, wherever he called me to do it, I can do it. So don't put me in a box. Don't put a fence around me. In the Bahamas. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard.
Hey, this is Howard.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Let me say, welcome to the real world.
I haven't heard from you in a little while.
Welcome to the real world.
Praise God. I know you've been doing this for a while. We ain't gonna call your name.
I'm calling to pledge my support in terms of working along with you and your foundation.
I appreciate you.
I think you're doing a very good job, an admirable job. And your wife, she's a special woman.
She is.
She is a special woman.
She is.
Because no man could just get on the air or do whatever. And, you know.
That's a big fella, you know. She got to wait till I sleep to fight me.
Yeah, you're big. I don't know how big she is. Yeah, you're big. But
she got to wait till I sleep out.
But you, Howard, you have a heart. You have a heart.
Praise God.
And I like you, and I like what you stand for.
I'm coming back by you to drink one of your Coca-Cola, your Pepsi.
I get a more Coke. I think I might have one Pepsi left.
I come sit by you. It's good to hear from you, my dear.
But I'm prepared. Hello?
I'm right here with you.
Yeah, I'm prepared to work along with you.
I appreciate you.
In terms of assisting you with your foundation.
I appreciate you.
Actually, I miss working with the Bahamas National Council for Disability.
Okay.
And I'm looking for something to do.
Okay.
And I think yours is an honorable.
So we could get a little office for you. You can come sit in the office and help us out with some stuff.
Sorry?
We could get one little office for you. You can come sit down with us.
Well, as long as you are prepared to accept
absolutely
a senior citizen with no technological and all those other kind of big words,
yes,
skills.
But I told you that I don't...
I can answer the phone for you.
I love
perhaps
it.
Perhaps talk to, but I hear you saying, hey, you see the prison picture and the rest of it, when you do this, that. I don't have those kinds of skills.
But I get people for that.
Okay,
I need your grace.
Talking.
I need your grace, your insight, the experience you have to encourage the team.
But as soon as you are ready to get started, I'm available.
My God, you're a good, decent woman.
I'm
God
home
bless you.
Doing nothing. Oh, I'm not doing anything.
Your daughter them coming too? Your daughter them coming too?
Hello?
I say if your daughter's coming also.
Well, you know, once mommy involved.
Oh, my God. We got a team now. We got a
yeah,
team.
Yeah, they will be involved. So you're talking plus four.
I appreciate it. I'm so happy. The team expanded, ladies and gentlemen.
And look here. Continue what you're doing.
Yes.
You'll be blessed for it. There are people in need.
Absolutely.
I just helped a lady the other day, and your story touched me, because I just helped a lady the other day. And she had to have her breast taken off, and if I might use your program,
mm-hmm,
I would like to thank Dr. Farquharson,
mm-hmm,
at the Princess Margaret Hospital,
mm-hmm,
who performed this lady's surgery free of... I mean, now, if that wasn't a blessing, I don't know what else. But I would like to publicly thank Dr. Farquharson for what he did for a friend of mine a couple months ago.
Wow.
So whatever and whenever you're ready to start, you have my number, don't you?
I do.
And if you don't have my number, you know where I live, right?
I know right where you live. I gotta,
okay, so,
before I get
okay
my child, I got to come past you. Praise God.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you. Eh?
Okay, you take care and God bless.
God bless you. It's always good to hear, you know, persons are committed to doing these things. I might as well tell you the truth, man. It warms my heart. You ever find yourself in the position where you thought you knew what to do? You thought you knew how your life would be set. You thought that. You thought that you knew. That's why I really don't. Y'all can fight me for this. You can fight me. You can fight me for this, but I can tell you the truth. I try my best to keep myself in tune with what's happening environmentally, externally. And then I always assess what's happening externally with what has been going on inside me. If that makes any sense to you. So I allow myself to be moved, the conversation, even the way that I speak about things. For instance, this happened last night, after 10 o'clock. This introduction of, can I say, I have not spoken to Byron in a while. And just how the inception of Help Me Howard started with Byron, this next thrust, Byron brought it back. That's why I keep trying to tell you, go support the Tiki Hut, man. Go support the Tiki Hut. You're in supporting the Tiki Hut because of nothing else other than this man is a giving man. All his shrimp and chicken and things like that, all the Kool-Aid in the world, he given to the little children who come off Augusta Street, so forth and so on. These are the type of people that you need to support. These are the type of people that are supporting the men and women that need a helping hand. Support Byron at the Tiki Hut. There's no two ways about that. There's no gimmick around it. There's no song. There's no cowbell and shaking and no, there's no rhythm to that. Support Byron at the Tiki Hut. Byron's feeding people. You know, Byron got 9,000 people work for him in the Tiki Hut. Every time I go there, somebody new. Every time. I said, well, Jesus God, Byron, how you hire all these people? Howard, they need help, Howard. They need help. But Byron, you can need help in a minute. And every time, he could find himself buoyant, floating, and doing well. Because the least that you do for these, the little that you do for these, I do for you. You do for me. And God would repay you. That ain't got to be your faith. Listen to me. That ain't got to be your faith. We're not here to have a conversation whether or not you believe in Jesus Christ or not. That ain't got to do your faith. It is a principle that governs this realm. That's a principle. If you help poor people, the money coming back to you. That's point blank. You ever try to figure out how some of these companies stay afloat? Annually, they take a portion of their budget to be able to ensure that they pour back into the community. They make that a part of their objective. Then one contract after another come running after them. You ever try to figure that out? I always try to figure out the principle of why, what happened with FTX. How this young man got all his money. You remember that? Now, something happened after he come here in the Bahamas and went over across the street. When he buy up $157 million worth of property. Something happened. When he stuffed his board with persons of a different ilk, different understanding, different tradition, different era. Something happened. But when he was at the onset, traveling the world, helping people, throwing money at the poor people, taking this and that and the next thing, the money keep running behind him. I can't tell you this man's character, his belief, whether, I don't know. I know at one point the money's running behind him. Now he's running from it. My God. You better find a way to be able to ensure that you take your money and allow it to work for you. Invest. Not in companies like Enron. Invest in your community. The foundation wants to hire, I don't know what school to do it to, though. I want to adopt a school. I can need y'all to give me suggestions. Should it be the Oaksfield Primary right here? I don't know. I want to be able to adopt a school. I want to take a time out to identify those persons. I want to carry my small team in there. We want to be able to talk to them about business. We want to talk to them about money. We want to talk to them about community. We want to talk to them about the necessity for understanding their strengths. I don't know what school it is. Should it be a primary school? Should it be a high school? Should it be one of these schools? I don't know. Somebody let me suggestions. 827-0111, 8270. Somebody say AF Adelaide. I think, well, okay. I don't know. I've never been to AF Adelaide. We should go. I want to do some speeches. I want to talk to these kids. I want to motivate them. I want to motivate them, man. We need these little children. We need them. We need them to be decent for tomorrow. And whatever condition in y'all put these in these children, let's see if we can rinse it out. Because we don't need no more indecency in this society. Children need to have a very clear understanding of how they could support to be able to see the country moving forward. We got to get them. Politicians, for the most part, are wrecking this country. Can I say that? They are relentlessly pursuing self-grandizing, this kind of a selfish position to pour into themselves. So much of them are. And even those who've started off with this kind of a concept to say that we have to do more, after they step over this threshold, they find themselves in this position where... all for me, baby. I don't know if that's the spirit associated with it. I don't know whether or not this is the baptism that you take. And then the spirit leaves you after you get out of politics. I don't know if you hide behind the cloak of there is collective, you know, cabinet is a collective. But the reasoning that we need to be able to speak with one voice and based upon this kind of a collective decision that exists in cabinet, I have to take on this posture and position. I don't know. All I know is we knew you. We gave you a chance because we watch you grow up in this community. We know your mother them. My God, your mother them is good people. It was feeding people in the community all this time. I remember when I didn't have nothing, we passed the old house. They say, Junior, you want something to eat? I see you walking in our shoes. Come get something to eat. Your mother feed everybody in the community. You get a chance, you are the indecent, most indecent person looking for something for yourself. That ain't who you come from. What happened to y'all? I pray about that. I say, Lord, I don't want this demon of selfishness to kind of consume me. How can I help people without having to go in politics? And look what fall in my lap. My God, we can help people. We're going to do the best we can with the little we have. And little is much when God in the thing. I can't even get no amen. Let me take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito that carries the dengue fever virus needs water to lay eggs and breed. Check tires, buckets, garbage cans, bottles, and even bottle caps, bromeliads, or anything around or inside your home where water can collect. Be sure to cover or turn over containers that have to remain outside. Fight the bite. Check your yard regularly to help protect you and your family from dengue fever. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here comes the weekend. Hear it calling like a siren. Ah, we don't want no problems. We don't like them, no. Keep it moving. Here comes the weekend. Set off your sirens. Ah, here comes the weekend. Set off your sirens. Ah, I just wanna play big city holiday. So get
we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, right here chopping it down on this laid-back Friday. Do our best to kind of lay back and just kind of assess things without the aggression, I guess, kind of scrutiny that we identify throughout the week. We kind of be able to put a little bit of meat to the bones. But on the weekend, as we go towards the weekend, we try to lay back. We get these island people. The weekend means chill out. For the most part. And so we're here and being able to do these things. And Pastor, I see you calling. I know, but I know you know that I'm on the radio. I know that you know that I'm on the radio, Pastor. So please give me a call when I get off. Or if you want to call the switchboard, I'd love to kind of hear from you. Please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up on the text 422-4796. I want to thank those persons, man. I already got a couple of texts. Howard, whenever you start your foundation, I want to be able to volunteer one day a week. Y'all are bananas. Look at God in y'all. And then y'all just call me and talk about, Howard, you really think this is the Christian nation? I know so. Your grandmother pray you into heaven. You can't go no place else. All the cut help you get in your life, you got to go to heaven. Jesus owe you that. That's Jesus, no, I can't go to hell. Me and him get whipped the same. Huh? He knows that. That's what very care about that. If you want to be able to give me a call and do that, guys, like I said, the lines are wide open and you know the text numbers. So it says, help me, Howard 242. That should be the name, Howard. That's a text that somebody sent me, right? And then it says, Howard, how about helping young men or even one boy? Why are resources and help always going to young women or girls? Just give it time, man. In due time, in due season. We are not, like I said, not cherry picking or trying to identify one group or gender to pour the assistance into. If it's an issue, a concern, you're coming to the forefront. I'm hoping that it's not a principle that exists in the minds of young boys and men that says, I don't need no help. It may be one of the same reasons why you ain't to, you don't go to the doctor. Let's be very clear about this. Fella's leg got to be falling off. They got to tie it up, put electrical tape around it, duct tape, and hop to the emergency. Doc, my leg, you think you could save it? Before they actually check the doctor. And so with that kind of a preemptive approach that women take, they're not afraid to ask for help. Can we say that? That's the principle. That's in their makeup. They're designed to that. We as men are supposed to be the protectors. And so a woman in her natural genetic makeup knows that she may need some security and protection. That's what we offer. And if she can't get it, it doesn't necessarily have to be from another man. Systematically, she needs security and protection. She's not afraid to ask for that. I'm grateful to anyone who comes to the forefront and say, Howard, can you help me? Only two things you could say, yes or no. So as men, if you're out there and you need assistance, there was this one guy, I can be decent. I can try my hardest to be decent. I sat down at Mount Tabor. Pastor Monker asked me to do some stuff. Sat down at Mount Tabor doing the things that he asked. Maybe for a week straight. This guy was just sitting there every day, asking almost every single one of the pastors for help. And then he'd get up, and I don't know what he does with the money, whatever he does, right? And then one day, boom, he show up here, asking everyone at the Guardian for money. And then I look at him, and he was about to ask me, then something jumped on his spirit. He said, how you doing, sir? And he still proceeded to ask me, went against his first gut instinct to not ask this man. Because I tell you, I ain't gonna forget. I ain't gonna forget. I play stupid, you know, but I don't forget. I look right in your eye, I play dead stupid with you, but I ain't forget. So he started to ask me, hey, how you doing, man? I couldn't wake it. I was just thinking about suicide and all these things that I said, sir. Weren't you just up by Mount Tabor the other day asking for some money for everybody? Yeah. I said, didn't you get straight? Yeah. I said, so you're younger than me. You're almost as wide as me. Why you ain't getting no job? And one excuse after another. One excuse after another pouring out of the man's mouth. We got to stop this foolishness, man. Stop this. If you're capable, you're able, if you're not diagnosed with something, if you are, be transparent about it. If you're not, tell me you need help with the job. I can help you with that. I got friends upon friends upon friends. I can make two calls. Hey, this fella doing something. Bam. We can get you something to do. The only person who could fire you after that is you. But you're not going to ask everyone for money. If you're capable of working, ask for a job. And let me say, buddy, I can't help you with the job. Here, put this in your pocket until you get on your feet. Come on, man. Let's be clear and honest about this, and what's happening in this country. All right? So it says, Sparky, you still hit me with this heaven question. Say, honestly, Howard, where do you think heaven is? Right here on earth. Says, Howard, how about helping you? Okay, he says, Howard, correction. Women don't have to ask. People just help. Also, men are called to protect their wives and not women in general. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. If I can help, I can help. You know what makes me proud? I can help and I ain't got no begging involved. Some of these women have gone through so much. Some of these women has gone through so much that, let's just be very clear about it. They're broken and afraid to ask you because you're looking for reciprocity. You're looking for some, what you can give me? I'm very proud that we can help without putting a proposition to anyone. Let's be very clear about that. People have gone through enough. It's time to build this country. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. No? I missed a call? Hit me back. Hit me back with it. So it says, adopt grade one of Oaksfield Primary. Teach them how to save. Follow them to grade six. Watch God. It's a text that's coming through. I like this. Let me take the caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Howard.
Hey, go ahead. Hey,
sorry to call you back. I wanted to ask this question. This little thing baffles me when it comes to certain things when we discuss religion or God or whatnot like that.
I know you was going to call back
listen,
but Jesus. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I ain't talking about Jesus thing. We talk about God now. All of them is one. But
okay,
what I'm talking about, this baffles me. This thing about heaven. And when we talk about going to the moon and different planets and the galaxies and all of that, when we say heaven, where you think this heaven really is, hold on, I ain't finished yet. But all of the religious leaders I see on earth, they be telling the people, richness and everything, y'all don't worry. When you die, you could go to heaven if you do everything right, to walk the streets of gold and have milk and honey. But all the religious people I see that walk the face of the earth want to have their heaven on earth. They want to have the Rolls Royces, the $5 million mansions, the Lexus, and them, and the first lady, second lady, and third lady, and their children live their best life on earth while they tell the parishioners, they tell you, die to go to heaven to get your milk and money. Because look like we're going to two different heavens. One heaven is on earth. As far as it is on earth, and then there's another heaven when we go in space somewhere. You get where I'm coming from?
I'm trying to get it, Sparky, but you...
I know. Maybe you mightn't be man enough to openly say it, but I know through your life you've been wondering the same thing.
No. Okay, go on. Let me hear what you're saying then. I ain't gonna fight you.
I know most of the time people question themselves as where this heaven really is. I know we were brought up in the church, following the religious leaders and you know, bowing down and believing everything they say. But I know there's many of us that question and ask questions. Because just like Jesus went into the temple, and he questioned the high priest and them and that and the next. And when this young man questioned them, they were baffled. And when Mary and Joseph came back looking for the young child at 12 years old, they say, Madam, what manner of child is this? Have a good day.
Sparky, I appreciate your telephone and call. Every time we talk about anything to do with faith and religion, you always give me a call. And I like it for the most part because sometimes it's provocative and it, you know, right at the cusp of the edge, it takes you there. A lot of people may have this kind of an inquisition, but I do not care about that. I never asked about that. I just don't. It's not my concern. My concern is the mission. My concern is when I started this helping thing, I did it with an organization called Speak Life. It was called Speak Life Organization. Miles Monroe signed up one of my shirts. He came to Pinnace Point in Grand Bahama. I met him there. He said, this is a great initiative. You know, he talked about it. He said, wow, this is good. We fed 500. I promise you, from here to God, I'm telling you the truth. My wife just reserving the information to Rao one day. But I didn't have a job. I didn't. I had just been transitioning. I had a couple dollars in the bank, right? but I just transitioned out of a job, the traditional job. And I opened up my foundation. I put a small team together. I got all the shirts and everything. This thing cost me almost $5,000. $5,000. Maybe more. I put everybody in shirts. I identified the venue. I got the cooling waters, which is all my daddy and cousin and uncle and everybody. Jesus. So that was a free thing. T.G. Morrison came down. I got the press. We got this and that. We fed all the boys in 8 Mile Rock High School. We did this. And I was so overwhelmed. I ain't telling you no lie. I sat under the tent when everyone went inside. And I was so absolutely overwhelmed that a little Negro like me could do this, could even think to be able to help other people. That blew my mind. I never care and concern about anything else. If you've been called to do something, execute that thing. That's where fulfillment comes in. If you sit and ponder about where did this message come from, where did I get the inclination, you'll never do that. So all you're doing is extending the perpetual conversation within yourself of how better can I procrastinate. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hey.
Hey, what's happening, man?
All's well. What's happening with
you? Yes, Sparky, talking about milk and honey. Why don't you buy
a I know, one day.
Bottle? Why don't you buy a bottle of honey and half a gallon of Borden's milk and mix a glass of that and drink it and see lava?
I can tell you what happened to me. Jesus Christ, no. I have
all
grown
right.
to
don't
be...
Don't worry about no milk and honey.
I appreciate
I
you.
I want a milk and honey.
I appreciate
but listen
you.
Listen to me.
Go ahead.
Who is the problem? Where is the problem? Then you have a 28-year-old woman mm-hmm. with four children, four different men, and she's pregnant again. Who do you think have a problem? The men or her?
You want me to answer this with honesty?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate you. I can do it right now. I can let you go and I can answer it. Now, you looking at me? Let's go. We can do this right now. Let's go. Watch me. I can do this right now. The problem is the man's lack of connection with something bigger than him. That's what the problem is. A woman's desire is love. That's what she wants. She wants love. You promise her love to get a slice. That's what you did. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. Baby, I love you. You're so sweet. You look good. Your skin shining and purring. You kiss on the neck, on the elbow. Elbow, Ashi, you did everything to kind of do whatever you could do to say to this woman that you are going to commit yourself to her. I see you got baby. You then buy Kentucky Fried Chicken for the baby. You buy kids meal for the baby. The babies, they grow into like you now. There's two babies. You spend some time with her. The woman let her guard down because her desire is love. And you've committed to her. And as soon as she shows you the vulnerable side of her, as soon as she does that, you turn away. Because of your fear, because of your lack of strength, because of your lack of vision and your lack of connection as a man, you. I don't blame the woman for that. You think I can blame my grandmother for having four children and a man is an indecent man? Anyone take care of four children? I'm glad. I am happy that the second man didn't take care of my uncles. I am happy because I mightn't have been here. My God, because my daddy liked red woman and he married one. I give God praise for that. You think I can, you know how bad I love my grandmother? Y'all don't understand. I see these things through my family. I live this. My grandmother had four boys after she was told that she's a barren whore by the community. Had four boys. Now she's just a whore. They take the barren off of it. And my grandfather loved her, married her, gave her his last name, had two beautiful daughters. And here comes Howard. My grandmother's only desire. And I can only tell you that in retrospect, in hindsight, at the graveyard when they was putting my grandfather down and I squeezing my grandmother, telling her, Grammy, calm down, baby. I love you. We here with you. I squeezing my grandmother. You know, she say, Lionel, you said you wasn't going to leave me. Oh, that break my heart. Because her only desire was security and love. You can blame the 28-year-old woman who is trying to go through the same, navigate the same system broken like you. You can blame her. I blame your daddy for not telling you to be decent. That's who I blame. I know you wasn't prepared for this answer. Your daddy is indecent. He should have told you, you don't jump and thump on women just for fun. That ain't what they for. My God, I can't even get no amen, Jesus. You want to talk? We talk today. We're talking today. What do you mean, you? 28-year-old woman with 4 children. She can't even see. For the love that she desired, for the little doll she was playing with when she was a little girl, hoping that one day she could get married. For trying to figure out how an indecent friend could get married. And she's a woman who loved God. For asking God, God, when gonna be my time? And we as a society can rain down hellfire on her. Don't mind her trying to get herself inebriated, smoking dope, drinking rum. Don't mind her. She's broken. And she need love. That's all. She need a little embrace. My wife is a married woman, 20 years. She still is raw and she need little hugs and kisses. Then I give little hugs and kisses, little Kong salad. She loved me again. I love you. One thing that is a constant that you find out when you start to deal with women is that relentless affirmation. You have to perpetually reaffirm, remind, reestablish your love for this woman. That's just what it is. And if you don't understand that, then you'd always look at it from a superficial standpoint to say, well, this woman got to be stupid. No, man. Let her love. Let her be vulnerable. That's what this life experience is about. We ain't here forever, but we have to make the best out of the time that we're here. Next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You on the line with us live? Hello.
Hi. Hello, Howard.
Yes, ma'am. You call back.
I'm forced to call back.
I force you? Okay, go ahead.
I'm forced to call back.
Okay.
Yes. I'm forced to call back and to say, what man of man are you? You are a rare breed.
Praise God. When rowdy come, my wife, don't say that. I appreciate you. When rowdy come, my wife, don't say that. You are no good. Your mother never... Let me take an next telephone call. Call on the line with this line. Go ahead.
Yes, Howard, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Seattle?
Just to make a point, right?
Yeah.
We talk about men and women in the Bahamas. We have to look at the social context of what we have established in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I can even just tell you for the last 20 years. When I came home, 50% of homes was headed by women, a little over 50%. Here, that's 2 decades later, we're bragging that 70% of homes are headed by women.
Mm-hmm.
That is a deterioration of our norm in the Bahamas that goes back decades before that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have, though, is the reason why you have this degradation
mm-hmm.
is because we're not teaching what we taught. Let me give you a little thing that I learned years ago, and I hope it still applies. I hope I get it right. We need to teach our daughters to distinguish between a man who flatters her and a man who compliments her, a man who spends money on her and a man who invests in her. A man who views her as property and a man who views her properly. A man who lusts after her and a man who loves her. A man who believes he's a gift to women and a man who believes she's a gift to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to teach our sons to be that kind of man. The problem is that we have a society with these women's rights and all these different things that doesn't correct the things. That's why now you've argued for women's rights become so distorted, a man could say he is a woman and have all the rights of a woman, and we don't see a problem with that. So until we actually get back to the natural order of things, the natural order of families that even Fuller Jew referred to as the Bible, no variations of the truth is the truth. The truth is an absolute. Any degree of the truth is a lie except for 100%. And until we actually have the true conversation and context, we will continue to have these problems that we have of unmarried and all these other different things. Trust me, I'm a participant. I understand from first-hand experience what I've now realized today as a grown man.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, C. Allen. I appreciate that. I feel like we have, and I don't mean this for C. Allen. I mean this for the information that I ingest. People ask me some stuff. I can tell you some in this last 3 minutes on the show. I can tell you some information about me and let you know that I'm extremely weird. My father said, you was always a different child. I know what he meant. He was always weird, but not in a bad way. Because, you know, God gave me the grace to be charming also. So I'm like, I'm super weird. I'm just like, you call it peculiar. So I'm a peculiar guy. Sometimes I watch horror movies and I don't like horror movies. I don't. So because I understand principles of vibration that exist in frequency, I turn to mute. I mute it sometimes. I mute it. So I don't want that to charge my house with certain energies. But I need to watch this. Howard, why do you watch this? Because in principle, foundationally, the Word of God says there's nothing that I do in the world, in earth, that I do not let my prophets know first. And I believe wholeheartedly that that exact principle is applied to the kingdom of darkness. I believe that. And I believe that the enemy and those that oppose faith and faith movers to move towards the future has his propagandists, his prophets, and must, in principle, release into the earth what the next move is, what's going to happen. So for years, I've been assessing these things, and I said, okay, this is what I expect to see. This is what I expect to see. It's only a deduction. I do the exact same thing with social media. And I've realized over the years, since the inception of Facebook, since the inception of High Five and all these other things that we were doing, society is becoming denigrated. The more that we allow socialization and persons to be able to unify their voices, we don't have strong leading voices with faith. With understanding that this life is not about you as an individual. That there is a greater objective. Some people call him God. Some people call him Allah. There is, you know what Moses used to call him? The God of the sun, the sky, the sea. Who are you? I am that I am. Clear about this. Supremacy exists, both dark and light. Social media is perpetuating an idea to continue to propel yourself. It's you. I see people sending scriptures with men who 48 years old come up with and being able to regurgitate this garbage. This man ain't lived 50 years yet. You repeating what he say? He ain't even lived real life yet. These people, 74 years old, ain't do nothing, never been no place outside their scope. And you gonna repeat the same thing these idiots say? Then you can tell me what Einstein say. A man who for half his life people thought he was crazy. Now you see something in retrospect, in hindsight, you can perpetuate what he say and reject the foundational word. And fight with me about whether or not this word is this and this word is that. And do not understand that the principles is yield fruit every single time. So I always fight back. Or shut up. When people give me words, but people say, who ain't never lived yet. It's garbage. That's how I feel. And for far too long, women, broken, left the church because they were applying the wrong principles out here unto themselves, now regurgitating principles of other women who ain't never been nowhere. How you could repeat things about a woman, what a woman say, she ain't never been married, she ain't never been nowhere. She don't aspire to have the things you have, but you want to repeat them things. It's wild to me. My mother, when I started to do something, she started to tell me something. She got mad at me, and I'm going to let y'all go right now. She said, what you need to do is like this. I said, no, hold on, mommy, wait. Hold on. I love you, but you ain't no millionaire. I can't listen to you. You ain't never been where I'm trying to go. Oh, so you can't listen to me? I said, with the greatest degree of respect, no. I can't listen to you. You ain't been where I'm trying to go. You told me morals, respect, the foundation that I needed. As I climb, I gonna need to find Mr. Miyagi. And even in principle, greater works than these, you should also do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I just want to be decent with you. I thank you. I thank all of you guys who are supporting, for helping Donnelly Bethel in her particular plight. I got in some, I can pick up some money downstairs now. I saw a few envelopes. They sent me some pictures of that. If you're out there, I got some telephone calls. Some of y'all tell me, say, Howard, don't call my name, right? I'm Miss Carol, you tell me, I know if you want me to call your name. I just want to be decent, right? So all those persons who have sent me some information, I thank you so much. If you want to be a part of this thing going forward, give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Somebody text me and say, Howard, I want to be a part of that fairy tale world that you live in. Say, so I sent you a request to join that fairy tale world, idealist world that you live in, Howard. I really envy you and want to live there. I need Disney fairy tales in me, in my life too. I can tell you one thing. Every single Disney movie, obey and that. Talk to me. Amen? That's what you want? I can't give you that, sir. I out here living, struggling, but I move in faith. Ain't nobody beepity, 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 dude. No, ain't nobody do that to me. Ain't nobody can show up and sprinkle nothing on me. The devil is a liar. We can move in faith and conviction and listen to that still small voice in ourselves that say, keep pushing. That's the show today, guys. I want you guys to have a beautiful weekend. Have a great time over the weekend. Tomorrow, we're going to go over to Atlantis and do some things with Erica Morris. In the school stuff, she's going to be doing the college fair. Make sure you check it out, the college fair that's going to be there tomorrow. She gave me this stuff, that information. Where is it? Where is it, Erica? www.legacycollegereadiness.com. www.legacycollegereadiness.com. Howard's going to be over there tomorrow, being able to get some things that I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm going to see you guys on Monday. God spare our lives. We're going to do our best to see if we can grab a good politician to have a good conversation with us on Monday. If not, it's going to be you and I to chop these things down. I'll see you on Monday. God spare our lives. Guys, have a beautiful weekend. Be safe and see you when I see you.
Foundation. Is this a party or what? Just the big bad sir. Take it out. Why, yeah. Let's do it, y'all. Uh-huh. Tonight the mood is right. Y'all them look so nice. Keep on playing this sweet down music. Say the people can't refuse it. Outside in the open air, holding my baby oh so near, with one hand in her head and one arm around the waist. We
have tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.